Blue's Clues and You, The Dinosaur Who Couldn't Roar.
Hi, it's me, Josh.
Roar! I mean, it's me, Joshosaurus.
I was just about to read a sleepy dinosaur story to Blue Rex. Do you want to hear the story too?
Dino-mite!
Let's go! Are you nice and cozy, Blue Rex? Great! It's time to start our story! The dinosaur who couldn't roar.
Blue Skidoo, we can too inside our storybook with you. Let's close our eyes and go inside. There's so much we will do.
Wow! Oh, it's the land of the dinosaurs!
Rawr!
Can you hear all those dinosaurs? There were dinosaurs as far as the eye could see, each with a great, big, thunderous
roar.
The mighty Blue Rex had the most magnificent roar of all. Listen. But there was one little dinosaur who wasn't quite as big or quite as loud as the others. Her name was Stella. And she was the cutest baby Triceratops in the land of the dinosaurs. She had three little horns on her head and four tiny feet that made itty-bitty stumps. Yeah. Stella wanted to roar like her friend Blue Rex more than anything else.
I can do it. I can do it.
No matter how hard Stella tried, she couldn't roar like her friend Blue Rex could.
Bow.
But that wasn't going to stop her. One day, Stella and her friend Blue Rex heard,
Munch, munch, roar! Munch, munch, roar!
So they stomped on over to see who it was. It was the T-Rexes, all munching on their lunch together. They were big and tall, towering above the trees. Stella asked the T-Rex,
How do you roar, dinosaur?
We munch, munch, roar! Munch, munch, roar!
Oh, oh, oh!
So Stella munched too and tried to roar just like the T-Rexes.
Munch, munch, a reep. Munch, munch, a reep.
But still, she couldn't roar.
Yeah.
So Blue Rex told her to keep on trying. If she practiced and practiced, she'd find her roar.
Bow, 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 bow.
That's when they heard,
Splish, splash, roar. A splish, splash, roar.
So they stomped on over to see who it was. It was the Spinosaurus dinosaurs, all playing together in the water. They had big sails on their backs to splish and to splash. Stella asked,
How do you roar, dinosaur?
We splish, splash, roar! We splish, splash, roar!
Boop, boop, boop!
So Stella splished and she splashed with all her might and tried to roar just like the Spinosaurus.
Splish, splash, reep! Splish, splash, reep!
But still she couldn't roar. Blue Rex told her to keep on trying. If she practiced and practiced, she'd find her roar. That's when they heard,
Flap, flap, roar! Flap, flap, roar!
So they stomped on over to see who it was. It was the pterodactyls, all flying around the tip top of a mountain. They had long wings and massive beaks. Stella asked,
"How do you roar, dinosaur?"
"We flap flap roar! Flap flap roar!"
So Stella flapped her arms as hard as she could and tried to roar just like the pterodactyls.
Flap flap eep! Flap flap eep!
But she still couldn't roar. And now it was getting dark, and Stella was starting to feel sleepy from such a long day of munching and splashing and flapping.
I'm sleepy.
Bow, bow, bow.
Stella and Blue Rex went home and cuddled up in their bed of leaves, nestled inside a giant dino footprint. Stella asked Blue Rex,
"Why must my roar take so long? Where could it be?"
And like always, Blue Rex assured her that if she kept practicing and practicing, she'd find her roar. She could keep practicing tomorrow. So Stella closed her eyes and took some deep dino breaths. Knowing that tomorrow was a brand new day, and maybe she'd find her roar then.
Bow, bow.
Good night, Blue Rex.
Stella was so sleepy she couldn't help but yawn. But instead of a yawn, a roar came out.
I roared. I did it. I really did it.
Sure enough, Stella had roared for the very first time. Her friend Blue Rex was so, so proud of her. And so Stella went to sleep with a smile on her face and a big roar waiting to come out again tomorrow. The end. Thanks for coming on our dinosaur adventure. Oh, listen. Blue Rex has fallen asleep.
It's time for so long, but we're gonna sing one more song. Thanks for doing your part. You sure are smart. You sure worked hard when you use your mind. Take a step at a time. You can do anything that you wanna do.
Sleep tight, Blue Rex.